I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She stars on Dynasty, and she thought Crystal's pants were a travesty. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sutton Strack and Liz Gillies now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live on Wednesday night in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who's starring on an iconic reboot and another who tried to reboot her friendship with Crystal tonight. I'm surprised my first guest isn't still stopping wet from the rivers of tea unleashed by Erica at dinner tonight. Please welcome Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Sutton Strack. Hey, Sutton. Love your side booty. And on my next guest show, she's dealt with a fake marriage, a fake divorce, a love triangle, and a bout of amnesia, which are all topics that have come up in Sutton's group at one time or another. From Dynasty, Friday nights on the CW, it's Housewives Superfan Liz Gillies. Hey, Liz. And since Liz has frequently collaborated with her close pal Ariana Grande, tonight's bartender is the ultimate dangerous woman from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 6, airing now. Give it up for Jan Sport as drag. Looking great. Did you get a little confused? Did you think it was Ariana first?
Had to look twice.
Yes. Also, I want to say, I love, you're, of course, wearing Dolce, which is your signature, and you are wearing vintage Bob Mackie,
yes.
And I am loving it.
Thank
it's from
you.
The 70s.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Love it. Okay, now I want to get into Beverly Hills. Tonight was major. We had Erica, all of you in Palm Springs. First of all, I have to say, I found your conversation with Erica before dinner very touching, where you talked to her about your past, and I thought that was a real moment of kind of connection between the two of you.
Yeah, honestly, when we get the episode, I watched it and I cried.
I'm sure you did.
I know, it's so interesting to see it back.
Yeah.
Because I love her.
Yes.
And
I want to talk about, did you want to say something else?
No, it's so sincere, all of our moments. And, you know, people always ask, like, oh, it's scripted. You can't write this stuff.
No, you can't. And the viewers were not engaging well with what was being told tonight by Erica, judging by your Twitter. I want to go to our first poll as we talk. Go to WWHL.TV. Are you surprised that Tom allegedly cheated on Erica, yes or no? Liz, do you have an opinion on this and what was being said at the dinner?
I didn't see that story coming at the dinner. It felt like there were a lot of new details, and the whole thing is just, it's amazing how it's unfolding. I wouldn't want to be her. It sucks.
Sutton, here was a big question. Lauren B. said, how confused were you by Erica's retelling of Tom's accident? And do you find it odd that Erica was just saying how cunning and smart he is last week when talking about the divorce proceedings?
Well, that whole table discussion was completely confusing for me because I didn't hear it from years past.
Okay.
So to hear it for the first time?
Yes. You were confused.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You guys are saying no, you weren't surprised in the poll. Really, Vicky said Sutton, even if Erica didn't know what was going on with her husband's case, she's wondering why she's not showing any sort of remorse at this point. Was that something that you were wondering?
It's so hard because knowing now what I didn't know then.
Yes.
I would have maybe played it a different way.
Okay. Liz, what do you think?
Dicey.
I mean, you know her. You knew Tom. You know Tom as well, right?
I only met him that one time, so it was I was just trying to keep up. I was just like, what is it? What is it? What are we doing? What are we doing? There's a car wreck. There's an amnesia situation.
Okay.
Then there's all of a sudden a legal thing. I was really trying to put things together.
Okay. Well, a little birdie told me that it's Liz's fantasy to spill her housewife's hot takes here in the clubhouse. And since I'm a dream maker, it's time for her to
do that.
Okay. So, I guess, where do you stand with the whole Erica issue as we're getting into Beverly Hills? I mean, are you team Erica? Are you not? Where are you here?
I've always loved Erica.
Yes.
I think Erica's super cool. I think her style's super cool. She's a badass. I was stunned, as I'm sure all of you were, knowing her, to hear all this, and it keeps unfolding. So I'm just staying tuned. And again, I would not want to be her right now.
Do you think the women were acting like grandmas in Salem on New York?
I mean, they were in Salem. They weren't in Vegas. And then they got tattoos. They got tattoos. I mean, for God's sakes.
Good point. Whose side are you on in Violation Gate, Sutton or Crystal?
So, this was the weirdest thing.
I will cut you later.
I'm not doing it. I'm like,
it's fine. I will cut you later.
I changed.
I will knock on your door
later. You're so good. You're good. Watch. This is going to play out well for you.
Okay.
Knock.
Let her talk.
I told you, I'm a
Let
fan of yours. I am someone who hates changing in front of people. I've been acting since I was like 12, so I change like a burlesque dancer. Like, you never see anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, if someone walked in, I'd be like, oh, hey, I would never use the word violated.
Okay.
And so I'm Team Sutton for this.
Thoughts on the newest NYC housewife, Ebony?
Fun. I like seeing her relax a little in Salem. Salem, so much happened in Salem.
I know. Thoughts on, what's your opinion on Dorit's extreme commitment to brands head to toe?
You know, as somebody who plays a character with the same extreme commitment, I think that I totally see where she can fall into that. I'm not going to say trap. It's a good trap. But yeah, I guess you have to be careful sometimes if there's too many things going on. Maybe you could look like a Louis Vuitton bag instead of individual pieces. But
does Ramona need to suck it up and discuss topics that are uncomfortable for her? Or are you okay with her vacating the premises for every conversation that's not fun?
I mean, selfishly for me as a viewer, I love watching her literally run away from every conversation.
Right.
She's like, but yeah, sometimes you have to have the tough questions to learn.
Favorite Kathy Hilton moment so far?
Oh my God, so many. I love Kathy so much. Where's she been? I think when Kyle was like, I'm exhausted, I've been up all night, because Kathy was reading newspapers and drinking Red Bull, and she's like, I thought it was a soft drink.
Yes.
It was that for me.
Okay, thank you very much. And head on back to WWHL.TV. Tell us, what's your favorite Kathy moment of the night? The glass sweeping, Dorit with the luggage, the giant candle, or the stale bread? I have to say, her sweeping the glass with the fireplace tools. Classic.
So good.
Classic Kathy. Okay, leave that up a second. We are... It looks like the stale bread. Okay, we are keeping this next poll in the family. Viewers have noticed that Kyle's confessional look is eerily similar to one of LVP's from season 8. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us who wore it best, Kyle or Vanderpump. Liz, where are you going on this?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lisa, I haven't seen you in so long. Okay, let's see. I've never met her, by the way. I just mean on the show. I think they both look great. They're serving different necklaces, but it is going in the same direction.
It is, very much.
I think it was maybe an homage.
The viewers are giving it to Kyle a little bit. Even though Sutton would never bet on Crystal's taste in leather pants, I'm hoping that I can get her to be a gambling woman tonight as we play Strack the Odds. No. I'm going to throw out some Beverly Hills situations like I'm God throwing you a bone. Sutton, you will give us the odds of that thing actually happening. What are the odds that Erica will get out of Tom's mess completely clean?
10%.
Wow. What are the odds that Kim purposely did not give Kyle her new number because she didn't want her to have it?
What?
What are the odds that Kim purposely didn't give Kyle her new number?
Her new number of what?
Okay, moving on. What are the odds that your daughter will actually get along with Rinna's kid on a play date?
She would always get along with anyone.
What are the odds of you ever knocking on Crystal's door again to return a coat?
100%.
All right, I love that. What are the odds of Kathy learning who Hunky Dory is?
I think all of us, 100%.
What are the odds of Amelia and Scott Disick going the distance?
0%.
What are the odds of Dorit learning not to be long-winded?
0%.
What are the odds of Kyle trying to steal Crystal's tiny $95,000 Hermes bag?
0%.
All right, thank you very much. WWHL.TV to answer the most important question of the night. Do you think that Crystal's leather pants were ugly? Do you think Crystal's leather pants were ugly, Liz?
Yes.
Okay, you do. And it looks like you guys at home do too, but not a huge margin. Let's take some virtual fan questions. Lydia and David from Rochester have a question for Sutton. What is it, guys?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Sutton. Do you think it's a little hypocritical of you for getting mad at Crystal for pointing your finger in your face in Rinna's backyard when you did the same thing to her in the episode prior at Kyle's cocktail party?
Oh. And how is your relationship with Crystal now?
Oh, gosh, that's so many questions.
Well, it's two.
Okay.
Was it hypocritical of you to stick the finger in when you get mad about the finger when you had done it the week before?
Probably.
Okay, yes. How's your relationship now?
You know, okay.
Mrs. Audacity said, do you think you owe Crystal an apology for directing your anger at her when it was obvious you got upset after Kathy Hilton called you Thomasina? It seemed like Kathy actually brought it up a couple times, which instigated it after you and Crystal had said, we're going to be okay with this.
I know. The thing with Kathy is she's just so cute.
Right. Okay. Here's Jessica and Isabel from Syracuse with a question for Liz.
Hey, everyone. So, Liz, you were on a list of people who was probably at Ariana Grande's wedding. So, were you?
I could not get off of work to go to her wedding because we would have to be cleared for like 7 days to fly. So not only could I not tell anybody, but I also couldn't even ask for the day off and I couldn't get the day off. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have been there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Sutton Tabrizi Stevens said, can you ask Sutton why she gives gifts on random occasions but didn't give Garcelle a gift on her birthday?
Okay. We're going to make this very clear.
Okay.
Garcelle told me specifically not to bring a gift.
Got it. And then were you looked annoyed when the others were giving a gift.
I wasn't annoyed. I wanted to go home.
Oh, okay. Thanks, virtual fans.
I get it.
That's funny. We got a lot of questions, Liz, from people wanting to know if you're going to come out with an album because they love when you cover songs on your Instagram.
That's not a 2021 sentence. I don't know what it is.
I know, it's so
no,
true.
No, I do plan on coming out with an album once I'm... I've been doing... I just finished episode 86 of this show, so I've been
wow.
I've been swamped in it. But once I'm done, then yes, if I'm not dead before that, yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I hope
no,
you're
just
not.
No, just meaning older, not...
Yes.
Dead. I'm going to
okay. Live. John T. wants to know, what's your relationship like with Scarlet Envy after she tried to turn the rest of the girls against you last week?
put on the spot. Hi, hello. I have a nice relationship with Scarlett.
Okay, very good. Sutton, Oscar Aowan wants to know, which housewife have you changed your opinion of the most since you started on Beverly Hills?
Me?
Sutton.
Dorit.
Oh, right, because you didn't get off to the...
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Liz, Rachel Y wants to know if you watched the original Dynasty to prepare for your role.
Yeah, the pilot's like 3 hours. I love the original Dynasty, and I actually met Joan Collins at a charity event, and I almost fainted. She was amazing.
And wow, and have you ever met Pamela Sue Martin?
No.
Right.
Or Emma Sams, neither of them. My character actually goes up into a spaceship in the reboot. That's how she goes away. Fun fact.
I love it. Sutton, Travis K said, I know you two never overlap, but what do you think about Camille Grammer commenting on Instagram that Erica's mascara had never run before?
I shouldn't laugh.
This was going around a lot online.
I know, I saw that. Well, I think that there is waterproof mascara out there.
Okay. But I'm not a lady. I mean, I'm kind of a lady, but I mean, do you have to think before you're put on mascara, I'm not going to cry today, so I'm not going to put on water, like.
I do at work, but I'm at work and I'm on a soap opera.
Right,
so I
right.
don't know. I only ever use that's waterproof a
good,
mascara.
I don't know. I think that's a good answer.
That okay. I'm on a soap opera, so I know if I want to cry and I want the streaks to wear non-waterproof.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just got framed into a bad thing. I don't
no.
know.
Mario L. said, in honor of Drake following Rinna on Instagram, who's the most famous person you're each proud to reveal follows you?
I'm scared if I say they're going to unfollow me.
No. Well, I'm sure Ariana follows
you. No. I guess so, yes, yeah. Of course. Well, that's it's my old friend.
Mine right. is my youngest son, James.
Really?
Oh.
That's
really.
Amazing.
No.
It's hard this to get is kids true to follow you. No,
this is true fact.
That's sweet.
No. It's true fact.
Magia I said, Sutton, what did you think when Rinna threw shade at the idea of your daughters hanging out together?
I don't think she did.
Okay, good.
She didn't. Okay. She didn't throw shade at that. I think I did.
Oh. All right. Well, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this picture of Sting rocking a tiny Speedo. Did you see this?
Wow.
He's 69 Ooh. Years old. How good does he look?
Yeah. I'm into
vacationing
this.
In Capri. You said what?
I'm into this.
Oh, you're into this. Yeah, me too. I think I can see the message in his bottle. Every breath he takes, every move he makes, you can kind of see his balls. And we like it. Okay,
small tonight's, message.
What'd you say?
It's a small message.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, he just got out of the water.
I'm sorry.
Okay, tonight's Jackal goes to the news today that Twitter is testing out a dislike button for the app where users can downvote comments.
Sorry.
You know, that is great news because I've always felt that Twitter didn't have enough options for haters. Not to be outdone, Instagram has added a your outfit sucks button. So we'll be looking forward to that. I want to thank Sutton, Liz, and Jan Sport for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night with Michelle Buteau and Emily Gordon. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Sutton. Thank you, Jan Sport. For more, click around.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
We are with Sutton Strack and Liz Gillies. You can see Liz on season 4 of Dynasty. New episodes Friday night behind the bar. Jan Sport as Ariana Grande. You can see Jan on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6. RuPaul's Drag Race season 12. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Alex and Lacey from my hometown of St. Louis have a question for Sutton. What's your question, guys?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Sutton, my question is for you. I love you, Sutton, so much. Were you offended that Crystal decided to stay in a hotel, or were you happy to avoid any awkward situation?
Well, no, it was COVID, so I got it. Mm-hmm. And no, I wasn't offended at all. And no, actually, at that point, we were good. So, no offense, all good. It was fun. It was a good weekend.
Can you say what is in the pancake cake?
It's like layers and layers and layers of tiny, tiny, thin.
Pancake?
Yeah. It's not, I guess you're not supposed to say a pancake cake.
Okay.
I want one now.
Yeah, me too. Okay, here's Allison and Zach from Albany with a question for Liz.
Hello. So our question is for Liz. Even though you only did it for 3 episodes, how weird was it to play yourself and your mother on Dynasty? And did you have a routine to get in and out of those characters?
Okay, now I just heard, was this because
Nicolette left the show.
Okay.
She had to go. And they needed someone to play the role of Alexis. And we didn't have time to get anyone worthy enough because we were in a rush. So I was kindly asked by our showrunner if I would play both roles. I had many scenes with myself. We played it off like there was a plastic surgery thing. And I played my own mother for 3 episodes of a TV show.
That is wild.
Yeah. No.
Did you get paid more for playing 2 parts?
I didn't get paid for playing 1 part. So yes, I guess I did.
Right.
I mean, they did. Yes, they.
Okay, I'm calling Chrissy Vane.
It was more about the fact that I didn't think I would ever get that opportunity again presented.
I'm so sure that you won't.
The prosthetics were heavy.
Right.
I, like, speckled my chest so that I'd look a little bit more advanced in age, and I just loved it.
Did
I
they do
it.
A good job?
Oh my
with
God,
your...
yeah. Well, I would do her voice sometimes. Now she's gonna hate me, but I would do her voice sometimes in a loving way because she spoke in an interesting cadence, and they knew that, so they thought I could maybe pull it off, and so I accepted the role.
Wow.
I was tired, but it was fun. It was
like, that's wild.
It was fun. It was a wild ride for sure.
Sutton, next season on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
We need you to. I'm just kidding. I want to thank Sutton Strack and Liz Gillies and Jan Sport from NorthTheGirlBobberTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of 2 young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When 2 of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but 2 trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.